From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, November 21st, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland, dempseycenter.org. And by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light. Now through December 31st, mainegardens.org.
Mainers are spending more than $7,800 a year in out-of-pocket costs for employer-sponsored insurance. That's according to a new report from the Commonwealth Fund. And senior scientist David Radley says those costs have been increasing relative to income.
The annual rate of growth in employee premium contributions and in deductibles is still higher than the annual rate of growth in wages.
The report found Mainers with employer-sponsored insurance spend nearly 12% of their income on health insurance. That's slightly higher than the U.S. average. Most of New England's U.S. senators, including two presidential candidates, are sharply criticizing the operators of the region's electricity transmission grid for favoring fossil fuels over renewable energy. Fred Bever has more.
This week's letter to ISO New England was penned by Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and signed by seven more lawmakers, including Vermont's Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts' Elizabeth Warren, and Maine's Angus King. They accuse the grid administrator of pushing aside state renewable energy goals and instead, quote, pursuing a patchwork of market reforms aimed at preserving the status quo of a fossil fuel-centered resource mix. The letter is being welcomed by environmental groups. Greg Cunningham is director of the Conservation Law Foundation's Clean Energy Program. He says the ISO New England is providing market incentives for natural gas-powered plants and disincentives that inhibit the entry of cheaper renewable sources.
They're making it more costly for consumers while they are blocking these clean energy resources from participating in their markets. They're simultaneously producing from these markets more polluting gas power plants, which is exactly what the New England states are trying to avoid.
In an email, an ISO New England spokesman says that over the last decade, the agency has worked, quote, tirelessly to incorporate renewables into the system, and it's planning a new look at the future of the region's power system next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
The city of Portland may experience another influx of immigrants in the coming weeks. Willis Ryder Arnold has details.
More than 30 asylum seekers from Central African countries are expected to arrive in Portland Friday. The group recently entered the country in San Antonio, Texas, where they were detained by Customs and Border Patrol before being released into the country. Portland City Manager John Jennings says more immigrants may follow, putting pressure on city resources. Jennings says the situation is caused by shortcomings in federal policy.
We are the real-world example of what's happening because of the failures in Washington.
Jennings says a measure allowing asylum seekers access to general assistance funds, which was approved by the Mills administration, will help provide some financial relief for the city. But, he says, Portland may have to call on nearby communities to help provide shelter space for additional arrivals. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
And Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says President Donald Trump spoke briefly about impeachment during a closed-door meeting with a group of GOP senators today. Collins declined afterward to get into details, but said the president didn't ask anything of the group. In weather tonight, cloudy with some freezing drizzle in the north and mountains, lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock. I'm Nora Flaherty.